Well, I'm going to go ahead and have you turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5 tonight. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. And I'm going to be, along the way, doing an illustration that I was a part of years ago at Silver State Baptist Youth Camp. And a lot of you folks, when you see this, your minds will probably go back and remember. I have no idea what the preacher spoke on that night, to be honest with you, because I was a part of the illustration. And there are some things that were happening to me during that time that made it very difficult for me to focus upon the message. But I began to think about that illustration and a lot this week, and it seemed rather fitting to do this tonight as well. So I'm going to have a young man come forward tonight. The idea is not to be focused upon him, but to be focused upon the Word of God. So Colton, if you'll come up here this evening, he volunteered graciously. I asked his father beforehand, no, you can just stand down there. We don't want two good-looking people up here. They can only handle so much. So they get the first good-looking guy, then I'm the second one. So does that sound good? All right. We deceive ourselves. But he has graciously said that he would do something for me, and it's going to get difficult for him. But you can stand and relax for a little bit. But before we get going, let's just have a word of prayer, and let's be focused upon what God wants for us tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night you've given us. I thank you for Colton, for his willingness to volunteer before a group of people. God, I pray that you'd help me to deliver your word. I pray, Lord, that it be a blessing and a way for us to even reflect more on how much we need you in our lives. God, we again continue to pray for the ones that we miss so dearly. We're looking forward to the day that we can be reunited once again. We ask it in your name. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, we are given a direction on how we're to really live our lives. And even in our world today, we have a specific direction that we're supposed to live our life. And that's an example towards for the people in this world. And we have even a greater opportunity to do so in this day and age, even with the difficulties at times. You look at God's Word, many times in God's Word, we see how following God was very important in the lives of people. The first one that comes to my mind specifically is Joseph and what he was faced with in his life. But he saw the importance of following his God. And that's the key thing that I want to point out tonight. But I'm going to put this as my title. Following Christ isn't always easy. Have you guys noticed that? Following Christ isn't always easy. And so following God isn't always the easiest lifestyle to have, but there are great difficulties and challenges in many individuals' lives. But in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Now, I've asked Colton to do a demonstration tonight, and this is where it's going to become kind of difficult for him. He's a young man. He can probably take this for quite some period, but we're going to test that. So if you would, just go ahead and stand. There you go. Your arms out, palms up, and you're going to hold these books up higher. There you go. Just stay there. But I want you to understand what he's doing. I've given him a specific direction to go tonight, and what is he doing? He's following. He's, first of all, being obedient and doing what is asked of him. And really, simply, folks, that's what our challenge in life is to follow Christ. Christ desires for us to be followers of him. And Paul states this very well, be ye therefore followers of God. Life can be very challenging, but we are to be consistent at one thing. And I believe at times we lose focus on that. And what is that focus? The consistency should be following Jesus Christ. Even during with what we are being faced with today, and it's very hard with what we're faced with today. It's not a time of quitting, but that's what people do. They quit when times become very difficult. And I don't believe that Jesus Christ wants us to quit when serving him. But unfortunately, in our circle today, we have a lot of quitters. But I'm very thankful for the ones who haven't quit. I'm thankful for the ones who haven't given up on Christ and see the urgency and the importance to be following him on a daily basis. And God wants us to be a light for him during this time. And that light is following him. But it's not always easy following Jesus. It becomes difficult. It seems as if the weight of the world is on our shoulders at times. Does it not? Is it getting difficult for you? Well, let's make it a little bit more difficult. And so as life becomes difficult, hold it up. As life becomes difficult, what do? We are to depend upon Jesus even more. Just like kids, when they're faced with difficulties, what do? They depend upon their parents. You know, your arms are falling. I don't want them falling there, Colton. I want you to hold them up. Even though we got brand new songbooks, we don't want those ruined. So, but it becomes difficult. But it's a time for us to keep going further in life. And I believe that we need to keep going further no matter the difficulties that we face. As we know, life changes on a daily basis. And we're all familiar with that, are we not? We face many different difficulties throughout the day, and it changes throughout the day. And we can say it's not only difficult, but it becomes interrupted. It becomes an inconvenience to us. And we wonder why those things happen. But however you look at it, we must adapt when being faced with the changes that come our way. We've had to adapt in our lifestyles, have we not, in the last 5 months? We've had to adapt. We had to adapt from never having a live service to having a live service. And that's a great tool for us to have. And why do we adapt to those things? Because we still want to follow God. And we still want God's word to get out. We still want God's word to be an influence and to be a guide in people's lives. It's very important to us that the message of God's word gets out to the lives of people. And we are reaching people that we are not able to reach during these times. We don't know who's watching these videos later on throughout the week, but we do know that they're being watched. No, don't worry about it. This is all part of the plan. You guys are part of this now. And so there's a reason why they jumped up as quick as they did, because I talked to them earlier that this is going to become a little bit more difficult. And this is a great picture for us to see. But we must adapt. We see here Colton was faced with some difficulties. He just recently had to adapt. And what is that adaption? He had to not only rely upon himself, because his weakness, his strength was coming, losing, going away from his body. And what took place? Two men had to come up and to be able to help him. And they're going to be doing this through the remainder of this service. And the work, you might become tired too, who knows. But we have to adapt to the changes. The work world that we work in is at a constant change. And we adapt to those things, do we not? We adapt to those things because we want to be in good employees. We want to follow the directions that we're supposed to go. And so the employers that we work for can change things to better off the company or to better off themselves at times. But we adapt and we continue to follow. Why? Because we're God's children. That's what we do. We continue to follow. We want to have a good work attitude. We want to have a good work testimony because we realize that we need to be a witness to these people that are around us. And that's just a part of life. With saying this, we don't always agree or even like the changes, but we go along for this reason only. We have people back at home depending on us, so we follow and go along and not to disappoint and to keep the job that we have. We do those things. Now, I've asked Colton to do something that was pretty difficult, and he adapted to those things. It's a challenge for him right now. Even though he has two guys holding his arms up, it's still a challenge. Shake your head if you agree with me, Colton. It's still a challenge, and it's going to become a challenge for Jeff and Isaac at the same time. But we do these things. We learn to adapt. Why? Because we don't want to disappoint the ones that are at home. We have a wife that depends upon us. We have children that depend upon us for those things as well. And so even in the work world, we are given direction and we follow, all because we know the importance of having a job to have those things over our heads and food on the table. But it even seems at times we have become more obedient and more adaptable to the ways of man rather than God. And we see that a lot in our life. So why is it when God gives direction for what is best for us, what normally tends to happen is we normally tend to rebel. We rebel, we buck the system, so to say. But after salvation of a believer, we have one simple direction, really, when you begin to think about that direction. It's twofold. One, it's being faithful. Then the other one, it's following God. And following God, as I said earlier, is not an easy task. It becomes difficult because the challenges of life keep coming. They're there on a daily basis. And as they keep coming, we still have to adapt and we still have to follow God in the direction that He wants us to go in. Whether we understand it or not, that is the direction that we are to go. So we don't really have the right to rebel. We don't really have the right to buck the system. What we need to do is simply be obedient and begin to follow God. That's all He asks of us, is just being obedient to follow Him. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of Matthew chapter 14. The book of Matthew chapter 14. No, chapter 4, I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 4. In verse number 19, it says these words. It says, "And He said unto them," this is Jesus talking, He says, "Follow Me." This is important instruction that He's given to His disciples. Same instructions that we are given as pastor opens up His words, up His word every single Sunday and every Wednesday night. He gives us direction because of what God has laid upon His heart. Simply, these instructions are given, and that's to follow Him. So He says, "Follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men." Do you realize after salvation, after we learn that we need to be faithful and that we need to follow God, we are to follow Him in a sense to where we're going out and being a witness to the world that is around us. And that is a very difficult task for some people. Some people it becomes very easy to them. But Jesus is saying here, "Follow Me and I will make you fishers of men." What they don't see in this verse and what we tend to overlook in this verse well with a lot of people is Jesus is saying, "You follow, I'll equip you and give you the men to witness to." Sometimes you got to read in between the lines. Jesus isn't going to send them out not equipped. Jesus isn't going to send them to a place where there isn't men. He's going to give them a direction to go, and He's going to supply their needs. One thing that I begin to understand some things about God, God is never going to ask you to follow and never give you the means to carry out the task that He has in store for us, because each task becomes difficult. The further you walk with God, the more difficult it's going to become. And that's just how it is. Life becomes difficult. But just because the difficulties come, we still have to remain faithful to Christ and to continue to follow Him. Now, this is a time probably in the life of Colton. I wish he would have had a short sermon like Pastor this morning. But I'm sorry, Colton, I'm not through yet, but I will be getting there. But God gives us the means. He equips us. He never asks us to go alone. And He gives you the means to carry out the task that He has in store for you. No different than your employer. He always gives, or He might provide or reimburse you for the tools that you need for the job. That's always there for you. Why? Because He wants the task accomplished that He has asked you to do. I will not go into what I personally believe, but COVID has been a big interruption in a lot of people's lives daily. But the task of God, because of this, has not changed. Through this, God has not lost focus. We might have lost focus along the way, but God has not lost focus. His task is still the same. And because it's the same, we need to continue to follow Him. We are still required to do His will and to follow Him. Simply be obedient, be faithful, and to follow. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because people are still lost. Have you not seen a person that's lost and on their way to hell this week? I have. I've seen people that God has placed in my life. They're probably without Christ. But the question is, were we faithful and did we follow Jesus and being a witness to them? So even with this that's going on in our lives, they're still lost. They still need him as their Lord and Savior. So because of that, we still have a job to do, a great job, a tremendous job to do. Yeah, it might become difficult, but that doesn't give us a right to become lazy. No employer likes a lazy employee. Usually what happens when the employee becomes lazy, what do? They get rid of them, and they replace them with somebody else who's going to be up to the task and to do the job. And that's the way it is. But we don't have the right to become lazy and to become idle. Our job becomes difficult, but we are still required to put the work in, to put that time in. It's during times of crisis we have the stage to be the best that we can be for him. To be the best, you have to follow the best, and you have to give him your best. Every employer that has an employee likes an employee that gives him his best every single time he shows up for work. What this world needs now more than anything is for them to see God's people follow him. If that's what you can do in this time of crisis, show these people how important God is in your life and follow him. Your following God can be a tremendous testimony to the people that are around you, and that can cause people to come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So they need to see people practicing what they preach about, why they're at work or why they're at school. And I threw this in there because I deal with some older people, even the senior centers. We need to practice what we preach. Paul understood the hardships of being a believer. As I said, it's not easy being a believer. It's not easy following Christ at times. But it is one of the most rewarding things that we can ever do and will ever do in our lives. Paul understood the hardships of being a believer. He knew what it took to continue on. He demonstrated no matter what we do, we need to follow. We need to fight, and we never need to give in. And we keep moving forward. How do you advance on an enemy? You keep moving forward. You don't retreat. You don't back up. I never known God to ask me to do something and then follow up with this response. By the way, I want you to be alone. Have you guys ever heard that from God? I want you to do something and I want you to be alone. I didn't ask Colton to do this alone tonight for a very good reason. By the way, I want you to understand the grace of God through this. Following God may seem lonely, but we are never alone. We're never alone. I have found out on so many difficult times and so many occasions, he has always been there for me, giving me the strength and the energy to go on and to get through life. So how are we to behave during these times that we are faced with? We simply do the best of our nature and follow him. Guys, you can sit down. I know you're tired. You can rest your arms. But I want you to see the importance of this picture. Colton was not able to do this on his own. What took place tonight was two men stepping in, realizing his weaknesses, and coming in to his rescue, and giving him the ability to finish the task at hand. I know exactly the pain that he's feeling because I felt it in my shoulder probably about 10 years ago. And it hurt me for the next 3 or 4 days. He's a lot younger than I am. It might hurt him for the next 3 or 4 hours. But Christ never asks you to do anything alone because he's always there with you. And all he wants us to do is to follow him. I'm going to close out with a chorus tonight from a song that's been near and dear to my heart. It says, God sees the storm from the other side. He knows the lessons learned, and just beyond the clouds, he sees the clear skies. He speaks peace to the raging storm when peace cannot be found. He already sees the rainbow when we see only clouds. So often in our lives, when we're asked to follow Christ, all we see is the clouds. We don't see the end results, but Christ does. And all we have to do is what the book says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Be ye followers of God. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it's time consuming. but it's worth it. If you're able to lead one soul to Christ because of your faithfulness to God, would that not be worth it all? To see one soul saved from hell to go into eternity with you. See, that cannot be done if you're not following Christ. So I hope you tonight, through this illustration, Christ is with you. He's never going to ask you to go alone, to witness to somebody by yourself. He's there with you. He's going to give you the words. He's going to equip you. He's going to give you the knowledge that you thought you never had and the wisdom that you never thought you never had at that point in time. He's going to give it to you. Why is that? Because he's with you. So we need to stop just looking at the clouds, but able to see beyond the clouds the way Christ does. He sees the finished work. We see the impossible task at hand. What we need to do is remain faithful and follow Jesus Christ. It's just a plain, simple message tonight that I believe the world needs to hear. And God has impressed this upon my heart this evening.